What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday. Friday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We're breaking down some of the biggest stories from around the world as we get ready to rock into the weekend. Packed show with lots to get to, so let's get to it. A stunning moment for one of the biggest religions in the world. Those gathered outside St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City erupted when they saw the white smoke billowing out of the chimney atop the Sistine Chapel, a sign that a new pope of the Catholic Church had been elected. 69-year-old Robert Prevost, born in Chicago, graduate of Villanova University, just became the first ever American pope and 267th leader of the world's 1.4 billion Catholics.
Very surprising. I don't think anyone was really expecting an American pope, especially given the candidates that we heard about in the news, but it's very exciting.
We ran here as fast as we could so we could make it to hear who the new pope was, and Jackie had it up first. She told everybody here that it was the American. So exciting. We're so happy to be here.
And it probably only happens like once every 20 or so years. I was so young when Pope Francis was elected, so it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we'll be able to be here.
He spent much of his career as a missionary in South America and was a bishop in Peru. The name he chose, Pope Leo XIV. There were several rounds of votes, but in just 2 days' time, they had the 89 votes required to name the new pontiff. Cardinals from around the world gathered there in Vatican City, the city-state within Rome, Italy, praying, deliberating, among only themselves, carefully considering who they'd choose to lead the Catholic Church and succeed Pope Francis, who passed away 2.5 weeks ago.
History made, the first ever American elected as the 267th Pope. A plume of white smoke rising above the Sistine Chapel, a signal that 133 voting cardinals have elected the new pontiff. The bells of St. Peter's Basilica welcoming the news. News that thousands in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City, and around the world have been anticipating during the 2 days of the conclave.
There's so much hope. It's exciting. It's exciting to see, to be here, to know that now we have a pope.
We are so happy to be here at Rome today.
Pope Leo XIV making his debut address to the world's roughly 1.4 billion Catholics.
La pace sia con tutti voi.
Peace be with you all.
All right, that conclave to choose the new Pope Leo XIV was relatively quick because... Did you know? The longest papal election in history took almost 3 years to complete. Back in the 13th century, cardinals were locked indoors for 2 years, 9 months before finally choosing Pope Gregory X. It prompted some of the current rules enforced for a conclave today. It got to the point where they were only served bread and water in hopes it might encourage them to hurry up and choose. The more you know. If you had $200 billion, what would you do with it? How about give almost all of it away? One of the wealthiest people in the world, Bill Gates, who accumulated wealth as co-founder of Microsoft back in the 70s, just announced plans to give away virtually all of his personal wealth and all the funds in the Gates Foundation, his philanthropic organization, within the next 20 years, much sooner than originally planned. We're talking about $200 billion, y'all. The 69-year-old Gates says there are too many urgent problems for him to hold on to resources. The announcement comes at a time when the U.S. federal government, Germany, and others are scaling back funding for philanthropy and social services. His foundation helps causes such as reducing poverty, increasing graduation rates, reducing preventable newborn and children deaths, ending diseases like malaria and measles, and more. Gates wrote in a statement, "People will say a lot of things about me when I die, but I am determined that he died rich will not be one of them." Now to Europe, where after the first full day of Russia's 3-day ceasefire, Ukrainian officials are calling it, quote, a farce. Russia said it would pause fighting in Ukraine to observe its World War II Victory Day anniversary, but Kyiv accused Moscow of breaching its own detente after bombs struck several Ukrainian cities. Our Nick Payton Walsh spent the first hours of the ceasefire with Ukrainian forces monitoring Russian military activity, and he's giving us an inside look of what it's like there on the ground.
Nearly. So midnight just kicked in and now they're looking to see if there's any difference at all in the situation It's been pretty bad weather for quite a bit of the day, but some activity, and now they have to see if President Vladimir Putin is keeping his word at all. So it's just saying 3 minutes ago, and that will be about just 3 minutes into the ceasefire, so artillery shooting in the direction of Pokrovsk, one of the hottest parts of the front line now, where the Russians have been making quite a bit of progress over the past few days. At the Chitiri Piat, so about four or five visible just on his monitoring system here since the ceasefire began. That's artillery still being used by the Russians. And the wider fear is that, like the Easter ceasefire, which the Kremlin also called unilaterally, they might see the Russians use this particular moment to regroup, to reposition their troops and launch an offensive from better positions when the ceasefire is finished. The Ukrainians, though, on their side at this point, do not have orders to reciprocate, and so they're continuing their work targeting Russian positions now. But another test, whether Moscow can be trusted at its word, and really too, whether the peace that the White House so urgently says it wants can come to this largest war in Europe since the 40s.
Pop quiz hotshot. Who was the first Japanese player to win a singles tennis title in a Grand Slam event? Kei Nishikori, Kimiko Date, Naomi Osaka, or Ai Sugiyama? If you said Naomi Osaka, put your hands up. Born in Osaka, Japan, she moved to the U.S. with her family at 4 years old, and at 20, she won her first Grand Slam title, beating Serena Williams at the U.S. Open to become the first Asian woman to be ranked number one in the world. Tennis star Naomi Osaka is making headlines after winning a title in France. It's her first title of any kind since the Australian Open in 2021 and first since becoming a mom. Now 27, Naomi has been through a lot since bursting onto the tennis scene as a teen, winning four Grand Slam titles and reaching world number one status at one point. She lost in the early rounds at several major events, citing struggles with her mental health at times, but her perseverance is paying off. After winning on a clay court this week, she posted, "Kinda ironic to win my first trophy back on the surface that I thought was my worst. That's one of my favorite things about life though. There's always room to grow and evolve." Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is a new baby penguin sure to put a pep in your step. At the pleasant and picturesque Aquarium of Niagara in New York, a playful baby Humboldt penguin is propelling itself into the public as a paradigm of pure elation. And while we won't know the gender until a blood test this summer, the aquarium is putting out a passionate plea for people to participate in naming the unnamed penguin. They're posing three names to the public inspired by the penguin's native Peru: Cantuta, national flower of Peru; Machu, for its ancient city Machu Picchu; and 60, Spanish word for 60, celebrating the aquarium's 60th anniversary. It's a plea with a purpose, though, hoping to produce something profoundly priceless. Each $1 vote on the aquarium's website raises money for their animal care. All right, superstars, favorite part of the day. We are giving a shout-out to the incredible and commendable Mrs. Lee and all our friends at Palestine Wheatley High School in Palestine, Arkansas. Before your retirement, Mrs. Lee, your students want you to know you have had a huge impact on their lives. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Remember, it is Mother's Day Sunday. So whether it's your mom, auntie, grandma, or any sort of mother figure in your life, be sure to celebrate them. Pick a flower, write a note, make some pancakes for them. Show them you appreciate their guidance, support, and the way they love you through it all, making this world a bit of a better place. Rise up. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.